For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. The census, thought of by some people as the census. But the federal government actually wants you to think of it as the census. Nothing weird, nothing crazy, certainly nothing you need to be afraid of.
Everybody's concerned about identity theft, concerned about having their information out there. The census is safe.
Jan Smiley is with the U.S. Census Bureau. She recently gave a presentation in Rock Hill that was half informational talk and half recruitment event. She says a lot of people simply don't trust census takers, which they might see as an extension of Big Brother government.
We don't share the information with local police departments. We don't share census information with a housing authority. We don't share information if somebody's living in an over 55 community and happens to have their grandkids living with them for a while. We don't share that information with anybody. We don't share it with ex-husbands. We don't share that information with anybody.
But that mistrust runs deep. And one of the communities most at risk for being undercounted and thereby underrepresented due to historic mistrust of the census is the African American community. Part of Smiley's reason for delivering her presentation at the Ernest G. Brown Women's and Pediatric Center is that it's in the heart of Rock Hill's predominantly black neighborhoods. The aim behind her visit is to find representatives of and from these communities, the thinking being that a familiar face from the neighborhood will be far more likely to soothe suspicions about the role and necessity of the census than someone from the outside. And that's a big deal, Smiley says, because there's a lot at stake.
Currently, over $675 billion every year from the federal government is determined where it's going to go across the states and the territories based on where the headcount is. The other thing is representation. National, state, and local legislative districts are often redrawn after the decennial census.
Sandra Obero-Kumo gets the importance of this for herself, but she sees a problem with the message within the black community. She says census takers can make all the money and power arguments they want to residents of African-American neighborhoods, especially poorer ones.
But in their minds, they're not getting it anyway.
So, that's right.
You know, so that's not going to help them.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge, and it's just one of the, just to get people to understand each other and figure out how we get through those barriers.
Obero-Kumo is a former Rock Hill City Councilwoman. She now sits on the board of local civic group Race and Reconciliation, which hosted the census event. And she agrees with Smiley that getting through these barriers has to start with people from their own communities knocking on doors they see every day. But there are other concerns than community mistrust.
I have concerns about doing it on computer.
This is Bethany Marlowe. She's a retired administrator at Winthrop University, and she's giving voice to something that she fears could trip up people over 55 who are not comfortable with filling out a census form through an app, a first in the census this year.
And I just hope that the app and the computer use is user-friendly in such a way that not just older people, but everyone is,
yeah.
There's also the issue of census taker safety. The Bureau says it's falling short of its recruitment goals, and one of the reasons could be that knocking on strange doors scares people. But Smiley says the Bureau takes that into account as well.
In 2010, when I was working the operations out of the Rock Hill office, if there was a neighborhood that someone was not comfortable going, we would send, you know, we would offer them the opportunity to go in pairs. So people weren't, a census taker wasn't necessarily going by themselves if they weren't comfortable going by themselves. We're not going to push anybody to go somewhere they're uncomfortable going.
And of course, there's the safety of the residents. Smiley says some people do try to pose as census takers door to door, but there are things that a real one will never try to get from you.
Census Bureau will never ask you for a Social Security number. They will not ask you for a bank account number. They will not ask you for a donation. They will not mention a political party. So if anybody shows up at your door saying, hey, I need your Social Security number to fill out your census form, you know, kind of get a description of them, see if you can see what vehicle they're driving, and then when they leave, call the police, because that's a crime.
Through March 20th, South Carolina residents should get official mail with detailed information on how to respond. Census takers begin counting homeless, college students, and seniors by April and begin visiting homes in May. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.